Good morning, y'all. The song I decided to play this morning was by Kodak Black, featuring, you know, rest in peace, XXX, Intention. God bless him. But roll in peace. And I guess the reason I decided to choose that song was not because, you know, I love the song, but I had a topic for today, actually. Yesterday, I was with a friend, and we were just driving to run some errands, and they asked me a question, and it's nothing like a crazy question, but it made me question myself and question just, you know, what I would technically do. They asked me, would you get into a car with someone that you don't trust their driving? Technically, that's what the long version of the question was. And it made me think about it. I mean, first of all, as a person, me, I personally don't trust anybody. It's hard, but I'm gonna just be honest. I don't really trust anybody. There's some times that I don't even trust my mom, and don't get me wrong, like I love her to death, but there's just, you know, certain situations that I might not feel like I can fully, you know, trust her in that particular situation. And, you know, I've always been told or always been taught that, you know, if you want it done right, you might as well do it yourself. And there's no disrespect to, you know, my mother or anything. To be honest, I love her to death. I wouldn't know where I would be without her. Like, she is my everything and my rock, you know, my role model, my go-to person, you know. So it's no disrespect or anything. It's just, you know, the reality of it. And she knows there's certain things that, you know, I feel some type of way, but that's just me as a person. And the question, it got me thinking. And, you know, the first answer I immediately said was, well, I already don't trust anybody. So yes, I would actually get into the car if I don't trust them. And I know it sounds, I guess you could say, it's crazy or stupid or whatever you want to say, but it's not that, you know, I don't really trust that person's driving, you know, or that their skills or whatever you want to call it, but it's the fact that I just don't trust anyone. So I don't trust other people. So you can be the best driver in the world. You could be a race car driver. I don't even care what you do for a living when it comes to driving, but you just never know what could happen in a split of a second. Just a blink of an eye. It only takes one time to hear a bad story, you know what I mean? So, and I realized there's a lot of, you know, I wouldn't use the word stupid people, but some unintelligent people out there that may not be, you know, paying attention, or, you know, might not be the most skilled driver out there. So, you know, you have to, you know, be weary of that. And living in Mass, you know, driving to Boston, oh my goodness, it's havoc, you know. It's almost like you feel the vibe of driving in Boston when you're there. And you want to drive like how other people drive, because that's just how they're driving, when, you know, you don't have to subject yourself to what everybody else is doing, what society is doing, you know, just be different. But going back to the question, I I said yes, but at the same time, when I don't trust someone's driving, I am, like, on full alert, you know? I am wide awake. I am looking at every corner, every turn, every directional, every light, every car next to me. I mean, like, I feel like I'm almost the driving instructor, but I just don't have the little pedal on my side to brake the car, you know? So I'm not saying, like, I'm over here grabbing the seat, getting scared, yelling at the driver. No. You always don't. Well, what I've learned, you never want to, you know, distract the driver, hit the driver, or anything along those lines to the driver, because once that driver is distracted or swerves and is not paying attention, anything could happen. So I am considered a quote-unquote backseat driver when it comes to, you know, someone that I might not trust. And it was funny because I was just curious, like, why they had asked the question, but, you know, they were just curious as well, but they had a follow-up question and use a specific person to ask me, so you don't trust so-and-so when you go get in the car with that person? And of course, you know, I don't like to mention names, and, you know, for plenty of reasons. But I gave that person, I had three times where I fully did not trust them driving. And I think there was maybe those three times I ended up driving, excuse me, his car. And I felt better, you know, taking myself home versus him. But out of those three times versus, you know, 100 times that I've been in the car with him, I have to admit I am always talking, always speaking up, or always, like, letting him know that it's not a race. Like, this is not what we do for a living. We are not on a racetrack. So why are we speeding? Why are we switching lanes? Why are we getting so close to other vehicles? And maybe I will ask him why he does it next time I see him. But I think about it, and I don't know if it's the thrill. I don't know if it's because he likes to show off, or he thinks he can, or I don't know, whatever, you know, the answer may be at this very moment. But at the same time, it's endangering not just us in the car, but it's endangering others, because as much as he might have control of his car, he has no control of the other person's car, or has no idea what the other person is thinking. And, you know, one slight move, you know, we can end up in a 360, you know, flipping the car. I mean, I've seen it happen. I've driven by accidents plenty of times. So it's not ridiculous to think about or even wonder, you know. I guess since we're on the topic of driving and accidents, I got into an accident with a friend actually recently, about a month ago now, and that was probably my second most severe car accident that I was particularly in. Not that I saw, but I was in the actual car. And I have to admit, I'm not a person who likes to wear his seatbelt. I don't know, something about it has always made me, the tightness of the seatbelt has always given me stomach problems, or has always upset my stomach, or has, made me even feel nauseous at times when I have either the seatbelt on for too long or if it's too tight. And this particular day, for God knows how long I've been driving or been in the car with people, but that particular day I ended up putting on my seatbelt. And thank God I actually did, I have to admit, because we were going at least, like 100 miles per hour, if not more, or roughly around it. We were at least going up around that speed, at least like 90 to 100 in a 40, I think, in a 40, 45. But it wasn't a legitimate highway worth, like, you know, with four lanes. No, it was one of those two lane highways. And anybody who knows Massachusetts and knows Boston will know Sturrow Drive and Memorial Drive, which I believe Memorial Drive is, the area we were in was near Cambridge. I think it was near MIT, I believe. Like, right across the street from, I believe, the library or one of their buildings there. And my friend that was particularly driving at the time was, you know, going a little faster than the speed limit, but as he was proceeding and driving next to one of these vehicles, the vehicle next to us, you know, wanted to not race us, but he was following us. So he ended up going almost the same speed that we were particularly going, or close to the speed that we were going, but just behind us instead of next to us. Because even that driver knew that the area that we were in was not an area to be speeding, in my opinion. But unfortunately, I was extremely lit and, you know, didn't really say something when I felt like I had should have. And, you know, one thing led to another. The back wheel hit the curb on one of the curves that we hit, and that was a wrap. We were like a ping pong ball, freaking a pinball, literally, whatever you want to call it, in the tunnel, going, hitting the wall back and forth, until we got out of the tunnel, spun out, did a 180, and we're facing the opposite way of the road, and both tires on the driver's side. It was crazy. Both tires on the driver's side, both came off. Like, completely flew off. And, I mean, I've never seen that happen. Like, I've seen, you know, just one wheel and, you know, you end up getting fucked up to the point that you can't even, you know, steer the car straight. And that's what, you know, got me questioning, almost got me, that if it wasn't for his driving, yes, we crashed, but if it wasn't for his driving to take control, we would have crashed even worse or even more. We would have maybe went onto the lawn. I don't, you know, crashed into the wall. I don't know. I really don't know. But all I know is that the minute the car stopped, he looked at me and I was just like in awe. Like, my mouth was just open, my jaw was like to the floor, you know. I didn't even have the words to fathom at the very moment. I couldn't even gather what just happened. And I mean, I obviously I was praying after that and was just thankful after that, but there was a group of people already walking passing by that ended up calling the cops for us. And, I mean, the car was completely trashed, completely totaled, completely fucked up. The interesting part is that only his side of the airbags, where the windowsill was, where he technically hit his head, That was the only airbag that had exploded or had opened up, which I thought was interesting for how many bangs we hit or how many times we hit the wall. And that night was just not it. Let's just put it that way. And like, I have to admit, you know, my friend, he likes to drive fast, you know. With the car he has, and with the exhaust he has, you know, don't get me wrong, like, you can have a loud car, you know, and want to rev your engine, you know, every few times or whatever, whatever. But he loved to do it almost, you know, every day. And there were some days where, you know, he was going a little too fast that, you know, there were a couple close calls, but this was no close call. It was a wake-up call, you know, and it was even a wake-up call for me. And I just felt bad, you know. But the one thing that I respected him for was saying after, the first thing he said to me and looked at me dead in the eyes was, and said, "I fucked up." And, like, you know, all jokes aside, now that, you know, time has passed and, you know, whatever, whatever. But, you know, it's funny. It's like, no shit, you fucked up. You're like, you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, laugh it off, you know. But, oh, man, at the heat of the moment, you know, I was just thinking, like, damn, you're right. Yeah, you did fuck up, you know. Like, hopefully this is a... this is a learning lesson, a learning moment, you know, a wake-up call, like I said. And all he kept thinking was just, like, fuck, I have no car now, like, I can't even get to work now, like, I don't know what to do now. It's not even, like, what to do, it's just, like, it's when you invest so much time and so much money into a car and or just a house or, you know, just even your work, whatever it is, you know, that hurts when it's all taken away, you know, for one mistake, you know. And as well as I continuously think about it, I just feel bad, you know. And I feel his pain because I've gone through something similar when I was about 21 and completely totaled my car. And, you know, it's crazy how life works, you know. Sometimes life will let you know if you're doing too much or, you know, that you need to stop something without even hesitation, you know. That's almost... those are signs to me, you know. That there are some things that you got to pay attention to that I feel like the Lord kind of puts us in place. It's not in a way that, you know, he's punishing us, but no, it's like letting us know that we're not on top of the world, you know. We're not gods, we're not... We only have so much power, so we need to control the power we have, you know? And like I said, it's been about a month and a half, I guess, at this point that has gone by. And when I drive, I have to admit, like, I'm like extra cautious now. I'm like not extra scared, but like I am extra cautious, you know. I'm more careful than I was before. I'm paying attention more. I'm not speeding as much, I'm not speeding literally all the damn time as if I am trying to get somewhere, you know. Yes, I need to get to point A to point B, but I should have gave myself time to get there, you know what I'm saying. I shouldn't be forcing myself to rush and, you know, causing all this quote-unquote havoc that I feel like that it is this amount of stress that I'm giving myself, but I'm also giving to other drivers via the speed that I'm driving at. But I thought it was what the craziest part, excuse me, about that situation is that it happened around, I'm not sure, like 2, 3 a.m. or something like that. Roughly 3. I think we got picked up at like 4. I stayed at a friend's house and then I had to go get my car. And my car was at my friend's mom's house, where, you know, where he lives, that got into the accident. And so I felt bad that he didn't have a car and he's always the one driving. So I went ahead and said, oh, do you want to chill? You know, either I can, you know, go into Boston, run my errands and come back, or, you know, you can just come back with me and then we'll just head back over here and hang out. So he's like, yeah, sure, you know, like, we'll go. So he ended up coming with me. And I don't know if this, like I said, it's not a coincidence, but at this point you make it, you question it to the point, is it a coincidence? What had happened was I was in Boston driving on our way back, and I get into an accident. Nothing crazy, you know, nothing like speeding like crazy or nothing on the highway. It was just, I was just trying to get by, and this lady just wasn't paying attention. She was trying to park her car, and next thing you know, she ends up trying to leave the spot or leave the car, and she ends up hitting me. I'm trying to swerve out of the way, but it's only two lanes. Like, there's, you know, one way traffic and the other way, the other lane was the other way traffic, and I couldn't really like get out of the way, or I would have hit the other car in the other lane, and she just pretty much hits me on my bumper, and just like a minor fender bender. But in my head, I was like, what are the odds that he happened to be in my car when I get into my accident? You know, it was just, it made me question, like, is it me or is it him? And the reason I had to ask that question is because, yes, I know my driving, and yes, you know, mistakes do happen, but what are the chances? What is, how ironic is it that he happened to come with me on the day that I'm running errands, the day of that he gets into an accident? I mean, like, I don't know. If you think the way I do, then you can put the pieces together. But for those, though, that may not see those pieces, I'll be more than happy to explain it. But it's almost like the vibe, or that, I don't believe it was karma because I didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it was the fact that I maybe had not spoken up, or maybe it was my idea that we had left in the first place when we shouldn't have, such, you know, by how late it was. I mean, we were only just going to the casino. Like, that's the crazy part. We already were at his mom's house, chilling. And it was, you know, we were already having fun. So we're like, all right, why not? Why have the fun stop? So we ended up, I suggested, let's go to the casino. So we ended up just leaving. And I should have never said anything. I should have just called it a night. But, you know, you live and you learn. You know, I've realized that I have to start listening to my intuition more, you know, my thoughts more, my gut more. And the more I do that, the better I know I will definitely feel, but it's just, it's to avoid certain things like such as that, you know, and I felt so bad. And I mean, of course, that I'm still talking about it now, that I still feel bad that, you know, the situation had happened, but it's, I hate to say it, but it's almost as if it was, you know, it was eventually going to happen, you know? And we just have to thank God for, you know, these days, because, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed, you know, and just, you have to appreciate every day. Today is Wednesday, and we're just finally getting through the hump of the week. So, for y'all that knows the commercial and know the camel, happy hump day! Oh, man. But, I had to get some positivity in there. It was getting a little sad. But, all I can do is just be grateful, be thankful, continue to pray, and, you know, spread the love, spread positivity, you know, positive thoughts. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. You guys are really wanting me to push with this the more you guys listen. So as the numbers go up, I just want to say thank you guys. I have to, it's not easy doing a startup or just trying to, you know, get yourself out there, but I appreciate you guys, and I want to say God bless for another day, and hope you guys are having your heads up high, because I know I am. God bless. Amen.